Brighton Festival 2018.
UK jazz legend John Sermon was on at St George's Church last night. Our reporter Jack Claremont was there. We'll hear more from Jack in two ticks, but first of all, here's his report from the event.
Jack here reporting from outside St George's Church in Kemp Town, where the brilliant John Sermon has just finished performing as part of the Brighton Festival. It was a beautiful gig in such an amazing location, truly, truly special. But let's hear what everyone else thought.
It was lovely. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was so wonderful to hear the two instruments play off against each other and talk to each other.
Absolutely.
It was lovely, and a lovely setting, and just a lovely vibe.
It was a really interesting part of the performance, which involved the recorder.
Brilliant.
Terrific, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant, right?
I don't know how he made those noises.
Yes, how much of it was just him, and how much of it was help.
The electronics was really fascinating.
Amazing.
He's absolutely
really absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, really enjoyed it.
So it's just a few of the voices there that went to see John Sermon at St George's Church last night. They were speaking to our reporter, Jack Claremont. Jack, you were there and you're going to give us a review. I'm wondering if it's going to be slightly more positive than JJ's analysis of the circus. How did you find John Sermon?
Well, maybe I'm just easier to please. But I really, really, really loved it last night. It was absolutely fantastic. When I was on earlier in the week, Melita told me how great that space was, St George's Church in Kemp Town. And it really was. It blew me away.
Were you downstairs or upstairs?
I went right to the top. I went right up kind of second floor, up in the heavens, so to speak, and with a central view looking straight down. The atmosphere was amazing. As the sun was setting, the lights made that church really, really just look fantastic. And the sound was absolutely incredible. And John, and he'd brought a pianist with him. John Sermon lives in Oslo now, and he'd brought a pianist with him over from Norway. And they play together a lot, but not so much in the UK, I think he was saying, once or twice before. So it was quite special to see that. And the two of them played pieces of one another's and just worked together so well. It was kind of two split halves. And there were some classics John Sermon tracks. Gone to the Dogs, which is a really, really kind of well-known piece of his, was quite something to actually be able to see it live. It was the first time I'd ever seen him, and it really was quite spectacular.
Wow, great. OK, well, we've got a positive review then. That's good.
I can't add, that's fully positive, obviously.
Yeah, and everybody coming out of the space as well, as you heard there, they just absolutely loved it. I mean, there was one part where, John Sermon's well known for his saxophone. He's an absolute master on that instrument. And then he got a recorder out at one point, and I think everybody has that horrible noise of a recorder ingrained into the back of their mind from school.
Yeah. And everybody's parents have it as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And he, the sounds he made with that recorder were quite spectacular. He uses that with a synthesizer, and it really ethereal, very spooky and odd. And he did a song with that called Druid Circle, which was kind of him going back to his days in Devon growing up, and it was really, really magical.
Wow. So yesterday on the programme, we had Charlotte Vincent from Vincent Dance Theatre came in as well, talking about Shutdown, which is the multi-screen installation looking at masculinity and all the kind of the trials and tribulations around masculinity. You popped into that as well.
Yeah, I went in to see that today, actually, popped in. And what a striking piece that is, too. I'm not very... I'm not very good at dance, I often get to see dance or experience that, and obviously that's the best thing about this festival, is going to kind of immerse yourself in different things that you don't normally do, and this piece is really, really stunning. As a young man myself, it was the themes that it goes through are really something quite poignant with young people today, and the idea of masculinity and this the difference between a kind of a toxic masculinity and at the same time men who don't know how to communicate and can't communicate or feel a bit trapped and lost within a modern world.
And certainly the artist yesterday, remind me of...
Ebb and Flow, the spoken word.
And Charlotte.
Charlotte Vincent, yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte herself was keen not to badge it as a dance piece because it's kind of multimedia, it's spoken word.
Absolutely, yeah. It kind of almost... In fact, even when I was going there, I thought, an hour of dance. Am I going? But...
Nearly as bad as the circus.
But like you say, yeah, there's spoken word. It's really funny at parts. It's really affecting other parts. You don't know whether to laugh or cry. It's dark. But yeah, the spoken word artist is fantastic throughout. And really, really interesting. The use of the six screens is really, really striking because it's not just one kind of video stretched out over six. It all plays off of each other, and two screens on the opposite end of the rooms will link, and they'll kind of wormhole, and really, really clever the way that it's done. And it's just a really nice space to go and experience this amazing piece.
But it was obviously it's hard for... I went and saw it yesterday. I think Melita popped in there yesterday as well. That's for us as women, we're obviously not going to have the same response to the piece which addresses issues of masculinity and what is... Did you find it sort of moving and it speaks to you personally?
Yeah, absolutely. It really did. I think it's this idea of what it is to be a male and a young male in this modern time, when you know the world is changing in for the better and in many different ways, and the kind of the role of the male and where masculinity fits within that is a really interesting topic to talk about at the moment. And I think it's something that is talked about a lot, but in the way that Charlotte did it and the team behind it, really differently, and made me think about things in a very different light.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.